Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party,
this is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Happy Wednesday! Welcome to Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. You are the Scalzo and Brust family across ESPN Wisconsin. Calling
you.
Us, texting us on the old National Bank Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776. Again, the old National Bank Talk and Text Line. Get old. We've got a new member of the, well, he's always been a member of the Scalzo and Brust family, but we have a new core member of the Scalzo and Brust family. For those who have been not listening to the show recently, without further ado, we'd like to introduce you to our newest new producer, Ashton Rotman.
Hi, guys.
Measuring in at 6'9", 250 pounds, the man who bakes like nobody else, from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Mornings 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Welcome aboard, Ashy.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Ben. I'm really excited and extremely nervous right now.
Why?
I don't know. I look up to you guys. I'm literally shaking. Anyone that you can see my hands are working in the stream. Don't worry. It'll be up there. But I'm literally shaking right now.
There's no way you don't look up to us. First off, figuratively maybe, but literally you look down at both of us. But figuratively, why would you look up at us? Look up to us,
I mean,
rather.
You, former Badger.
You're not a Badger fan.
So, but you still played. You played with Giannis. You had a semi-assist at one time. You played overseas.
Semi-assist?
I saw the assist. It's a semi-assist. It technically counts, but it wasn't that impressive. Also, here's the other thing, Ben. I've played basketball with you now. I just have the utmost respect for you as a basketball player. And Greg, I mean, this guy. Let me tell you something about Greg Scalzo. Big fan. So it's terrifying.
What makes you such a big fan of Greg Scalzo?
He's just such a, you know, he's just a powerful figure. Like, he knows what he's doing in life.
don't do this to me, Ashton. Don't let the head get any bigger than it already is. I'm talking about myself, Greg. Don't worry, not you. He is a powerful figure. I've been doing radio with him since March of 2018. Is that 4 or 5 years? 18, 19. We've been doing this for over 5 years together, Greg? Is that true, or can I not
18,
count?
18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah, this is our fifth year. It's the best
way to
do it.
Is this the start of our fifth year? Yes, yes. This is,
because it would have been fall of 18 where we started doing this together.
No, I know March of 2018. I started in November of 17, and then had 3 months of training, and then Scalzo and Brust began. And we've had TJ Hogan as a producer, Josh DiMaggio as a producer, and now we have Ashton Rotman as our producer, and I'm very excited for that.
I am as well, Ashton. I've been a huge fan of yours for a while. We've been trying to work behind the scenes to angle our way towards a trade like this for a long period of time. We were happy we caught the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy crew in a moment of weakness.
Yeah.
Following a vacation of yours, which, I mean, is that how this all started? Was they didn't want you to take a vacation? Because I feel
we're
like you've never taken a vacation before. And then the first time you do, they were like, all right, we're going to dump Ashton.
I mean, that's got to be it. I hadn't taken a vacation. I'm coming on my 8-year anniversary, October 1st, and I had never taken a vacation longer than like one day where I take like a Friday half day. That's the only vacation I've ever taken. I took 4 days off and I'm gone, apparently.
You're
so
like
that's
the bizarro
thing.
Jesse Nelson. Like Jesse Nelson, yeah. All he does is take vacation. You're like the opposite of that. You're the antithesis of Jesse.
I'd say that's accurate when it comes to vacations.
Gosh, what a perfect fit for us.
Oh, man. You already sound amazing because you're just opposite of Jesse in one way.
We are going to continue to learn about Ashton Rotman. We will continue to learn about who he is and what he will be bringing to the Scalzo and Brust family. But first, before we look forward, we have to look a little bit back. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning, our former producer, Joshy DiMaggio, was on the air with them.
That guy.
Mornings 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. And he talked about how excited he is to be joining that crew in the morning.
Well, I'm looking forward to working with you guys. I got a new family here. It's fun. We're gonna try a lot of new things. We're gonna do a lot of new experiments. There's gonna be all sorts of fun things we can do on this show. And secondly, I got away from Ben Brust, which is just the best, you know. It's the cherry on top of all of this. It's a beautiful thing.
I mean, you are going, how do I say this? You're going from a stupid show. No, a more stupid show to just a stupid show. So there is a scale involved.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, Greg, but hearing from Josh DiMaggio earlier on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, him talking about getting to do all these new things, new experiences. You know, I don't think we're anti new things and experiences. And then when he calls out me as the cherry on top, I poured my heart out in a therapy session about not wanting to make him feel small. But now he's celebrating being away from me when I was open to working with him. And now we have someone in Ashton who seems so excited. He looks up to us. He's going to like be ready to go every day with a smile on his face and not grumpy that he's got to have to deal with me, quote unquote. Like, Ashton, am I speaking out of turn here? Are you excited to continue to collaborate and grow?
I'm so excited. I honestly could not sleep very well last night because I was so excited and nervous. I get nervous about new situations. I think a lot of people do, if we're being honest. Everyone gets anxious. I get anxious a lot about a lot of different things, so I'm sure you guys will learn to take advantage of that, which I appreciate. However, knowing that I was going to have to come, also two stations now. Like, now there's a whole new audience that's going to hear my voice, and there's enough people to make fun of that. I'm really nervous, and I don't want to screw up because I want to do such a good job for you guys. I want to prove that I was worth it to trade for.
All right. I appreciate that.
I feel the nervousness. That was the most, like, speech class nervous. I'm going to blurt everything out and go as fast as I can right there.
Yeah, but I kind of like the nervous energy. Josh DiMaggio, when he gets nervous, he just stops.
You're right. He does just clam up.
He has a sort of freeze and clam up. So, when Ben inevitably gets upset with me, which is very possible to happen today, I don't know why. I feel like I've been very good today, but you're hot right now. I can tell.
No, I think we're good. I'm just hot in general.
And nice. And
I'm sorry. I'm learning the hotkeys. I'll get the hotkeys next time.
And he will at some point. He will blow up and start throwing chairs and punching walls. Like, how are you going to react there?
Not well, probably. I mean, I'm not a confrontation guy, which I think both of you know. I'm not big on confrontation. In confrontation, I get nervous even more so than usual. It's a big word that I use in my vocabulary.
See, that's interesting because I love confrontation.
Yeah,
I thrive in confrontation.
I'm not going to do well
on the air.
I'm not going to do well.
But I feel like
Matt.
Jen Ladd is kind of the same way. Like Hilsey chimes in. It says, if a Chewy and Jen Ladd don't make someone nervous, no way is a Scalzo or Brust going to make somebody nervous. And then says, of course, the two laziest dudes on Milwaukee radio are pro vacation. We're not the two laziest dudes on Milwaukee radio. I believe Jesse Nelson's on Milwaukee radio, and I believe Josh DiMaggio is on Milwaukee radio.
Yes. I don't want to take out the rest. I could go at every single host across ESPN Wisconsin, but I won't do that. I won't do that.
We are going to get to know Ashy, so he can answer some questions for us. Ezra in Port Washington says, does Ashy have blackout order anxiety like Josh DiMaggio does when you're at a restaurant and the waiter or the server comes around? Do you freeze when it's your turn?
No, I think that's ridiculous. In fact, when I go to new places, more often than not, I'm looking up the menu before I'm going because I want to know what I'm getting myself into. I want to know what they're offering me and what I should be getting.
That.
I look ahead of time.
Look at that preparation.
There's no time to waste when you go to a restaurant. You're there to enjoy your time. If you spend your time thinking about what you're going to order, you're wasting 5 minutes.
He legitimately panics and just says whatever comes to his mind, even if it's not on the menu, because he freaks out if someone's taking his order.
I mean, Hoops Among Us hasn't done that necessarily, but every time, like, he does that a lot.
What do you mean, Hoops?
You've never done that? You've never panic ordered anything?
Oh, I've definitely panic ordered.
Yeah, you've panic ordered something.
Yes.
Like, one time, Ben. Just one time.
I'm not saying you freeze and can't say anything,
okay.
But he's saying
sure,
there's
like
panic
a quick order.
Order
like, yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, why did I order this? Like, what did I order? You know, and I think that's fair. Jonan Cederberg, the official unofficial robot builder of the Scalzo and Brust family, chimes in. Says, I think it's safe to say Josh is dead. to the family. With that being said, I would like to be the first person to welcome Ashton to the family.
There's a hotkey for that.
Is it the one that says clapping?
The fireworks, maybe?
There it is.
See, I can read. That's a positive.
No.
So I didn't mean that. He can't read.
It's okay. It's all right.
We at in Germantown chimes in. Our guy says, Ashy, you got this, buddy. Your new best friend.
Thank you.
We are a very welcoming family.
Yeah, I'm feeling the love. I'm so happy. I'm still nervous, but did I give you guys your present? No, I did bring you guys a present.
Well,
you guys
present?
A gift. Isn't that what you do?
You know the secret to Ben Bruss' heart.
What about Greg Scalzo's heart? Greg Snaxo is your alter ego.
Ooh, is it food?
It might be.
I don't know. Did maybe we learned about some of Ashton's qualities, not from us, but from other people.
What a setup from Ben Bruss, working extra hard. Yes, on Josh, Gabe, and Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
No, Josh, Gabe, and Chewy works.
Josh, Gabe, and Chewy. Somebody had texted in about Ashton Rotman's best quality. This, again, for Mornings 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
Someone in the 224 is saying, see how hard of a worker Ashton is. And he's dedicated because he's coming in before 8 o'clock. His show now isn't until 4 o'clock.
Did you say the 224? Where's the 224? Chicago? Is this Ashton's mother calling?
I have no idea. I feel like Ashton's
look
just trying to
look at that energy from Josh DiMaggio.
He's trying
nothing.
To, he's trying to
intimidate you.
Yeah, he is. Northeastern part of Illinois.
Oh, well, there we go.
So it could be
shocking.
Could be a family member. This person is protesting the show.
Really?
Hmm.
Ashton's best quality, which we really never benefited from, was cooking.
It's true.
That's where he brought most of his value.
Yeah. And
right?
guess who he gave that to? The guys he's going to be working with every afternoon from 4 to 6. The question that Justin has about this trade, because again, today is the first day.
Terrible editing job by Josh, by the way.
Of course. Josh did that. He cut it off where it makes no sense to cut it off.
Could I have finished it and fixed it myself? Yes, I could have. However, I wanted one last shot at Josh to know what you're getting into, which is great editing for audio quality.
Ooh, confidence, baby.
I like great editing, good social, no spelling mistakes.
What they said about the cooking is accurate. That is probably my best quality among many fine qualities, or at least a couple fine qualities, I think. So I did bring you guys a present, so I'm going to come bring it to you right now.
All right. Wow. Well, not only that, yes, we've got Ashy giving us presents right now. Could Josh DiMaggio have sounded more tired and less interested in the show during that one clip this morning?
Did you expect anything different?
I mean, is that... Oh, my goodness! Look at that! Cookies. Ooh, those look delicious, too.
Oh, baby.
My goodness. Nice Tupperware, too. Well done, Ashy.
Oh, my gosh.
Ben Bruss, can we get a guest? Josh never cooked anything for us.
Really good. Really great texture. Because it's got the soft and the firm.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect amount of chocolate chips.
10 out of 10.
Here's what I'll say. I appreciate that. I want people to give me very honest reviews of things that I cook and bake. And my own personal review is I didn't think these were my best cookies, but I think they're still okay. They're pretty good.
I think they could use a little salt.
Agree. Some salt. And also, I'm a chewy and like softer cookie guy, so I think I would have made them a little cakeier.
See, I kind of like the texture as
you
it
do.
Is.
Okay.
The texture's really
that's
good.
That's good to know.
A little
I thought
more
I
salt
up.
In the recipe, or even if you added some nice coarse salt on top.
Like
sea salt. Yeah, I have sea salt. Okay, so maybe tomorrow's cookie I will take suggestions
you're
throughout
baking.
The day.
I love this.
We're gonna get so unhealthy if this is the case.
But you'll be happy.
This
happy
is already
and
my diet, except now instead of stealing Twinkies out of somebody's desk in the office,
you'll have
I'll
cookies
have fresh baked cookies. Probably healthier for me. Shady from
Actually,
Port
true.
Chimes in and says, "Welcome, Ashton. What a win for the guys and loss for Jen, Gabe, and Chew. Congrats, buddy. I'm excited." Hilsey, however, says, I won't stand for Joshy bashing. The only reason I'm not joining his new show family is that it's too damn early for me. Of course, Hilsey is out in the Seattle, Washington area. But that's just because Hilsey and Joshy look alike and they find
they vibe together.
Bummer.
Seeing the key chimes in, says, Ashton, lay on the cool button heavy. Ben loves
cool.
Flex.
Cool.
I'm actually flexing right now, baby.
Cool.
Oh, God. We will continue to learn about Ashy. We will continue to learn about his business ventures, his cooking, what he will be bringing to the Scalzo and Brust family. We'll also get to boxes. Today is the 1 year anniversary from the NBA championship last year. But next up, we'll be joined by our friend and teammate. No better way to start the Ashton Rotman era than welcoming in our guy, Mark Tauscher, to Scalzo and Brust next. Present by Bud Light, the world's greatest beer.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Whose face is on the dime? It is FDR. You know who that is?
Franklin Roosevelt.
There you go.
What's his middle name?
Scalzo and Brust.
I will accept Franklin D. Roosevelt. That is good. That's good enough. That was mean. Now I'm being mean to Ben. Hand up, pat on the back to me. I apologize to Ben Brust. Now I'm picking on him.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Across ESPN Wisconsin, we're presented by Bud Light, the world's greatest beer. He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo, welcoming in our newest producer, Ashton Rotman. The trade is complete. The physicals were approved. Josh DiMaggio, your new producer on Jen Gabe and Chewy, mornings 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We bring Ashton, his brilliant baking ability, add a little bit more height to the squad here. Somebody compared you with the Ted Lasso, says you're the Ted Lasso of ESPN Wisconsin. That from Josh in Lake Geneva.
I like that.
Says, bring on those biscuits.
I can do that.
So we're very excited about that. Of course, Alex Stroph working hard at the Park Bank ESPN Madison Studios downtown off the Capitol Square, getting us up and running there in Madison. Appreciate everybody in Madison dealing with the technical difficulties. With that, we welcome in our friend, our teammate. You hear him every day, 9 to noon across these very stations with his podner, Jason Wilde on Wilde and Tausch. You also listen to him on their podcast, Wisconsin On Demand, Wilde and Tausch. Check it out. Packer Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tauschy, how great of a deal did we get bringing Ashton aboard? He already got us chocolate chip cookies day one.
Well, that's always nice. That's the honeymoon phase. But don't you worry a little bit that you've put in how many years with Joshy and you guys have just snapped your fingers and now it's that much better? I'd be a little cautious, and I thought with Ashton taking over, we'd kind of keep a clock, be a little bit tighter on the clock, and it's actually worse than when Josh was here. I think we were 7 minutes late from what I normally do, and it's usually about 5 to 6. So, but I will say Ashton brings a lot to the table. He does. Although he had one of the most ridiculous takes in the history of sports talk radio yesterday when he said that he would rather go – he thinks he could hit Corbin Burns – if he threw him 10 pitches,
yeah,
and that would be easier than hitting a slow pitch softball. That's the kind of stuff that, with Joshy's intoxicating laugh, those are the things that make me struggle with some of the decisions. And I don't know who won that trade yet. So
here's what I'll say is that we could just take Joshy's laugh on a laugh track.
Okay.
Right? I mean,
Ashton,
you got a great laugh.
Ashton has mentioned he's really good at cutting and editing audio, so
I could do that if you guys wanted. It would kind of hurt my feelings, but I would understand it. I'd do it.
Well, I mean,
if it's what you wanted, I would do it.
He does have a fun, maniacal laugh, yes.
Yeah. You like his laugh.
I like him, yeah. Give me a second. I'll do it.
Well, you don't have to do it right
Jeez,
now.
Jeez, man. I like this Beck and Call thing.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Can you?
Good. This is great.
That takes us a week to get back from
a
Josh.
A week? Try a month.
Oh, boy.
Tauschy.
I'll say this, man. If something goes haywire in this trade, I know you guys have physicals and everything else, but if from a salary cap standpoint or, you know, there's an injury and something has to happen, you guys may be burning the JD bridge, and that's, you know, Sammy Watkins, you hope he's healthy. You hope he's going to be able to be a big-time player for you. And you don't know that yet. So I think you guys are really going hard after JD, and I don't know if he's going to appreciate it.
I mean, we're willing to go into the luxury tax, Scalzo and Brust. We're willing to pay for things that are worth it. So we'll continue to look at this. In Tauscha, the Home Run Derby, the MLB All-Star Game. I saw Chris Berman before the Home Run Derby, and I really, like, even just wanted a guest appearance. I miss him. I miss his energy. Ravitch on 31 home runs acted like it was 12. So it got me thinking, when you think of a big game or a big moment, whose voice do you hear?
Jim Nantz.
Jim Nantz?
Yeah, it's all Jim Nantz. And I know you guys are really good friends, and you blow him off at Augusta National, but I think him, for at least for the biggest portion of my sports life, whether it's calling Super Bowls, calling the Masters, calling an NCAA Final Four championship, he's kind of done it. And I think his voice and that the smoothness, I think he's the guy that when you think about, you know, the big moments in sports, Jim Nance's voice kind of pops to the top of my head.
Meh. Meh. No? Talk with Tasha here.
What is that?
Who you got?
No?
On Scalzo and Brust. I like Nance. I wonder if we're kind of past Nance time. I think we're.
Wow.
I don't think we're just on the back nine of Jim Nance. I think we're kind of wrapping up here on 17, maybe into 18 with Jim Nance.
I think we might be on the 18th porch, like looking down on the 18th green.
Like he doesn't have the energy anymore. Like he's almost tries to be Jim Nance too much now when he's out there. You know, of course he will be synonymous with Masters. And the
like
Final
the Masters
Four.
Fits his energy.
Agreed. But like on a Super Bowl or an NFL Sunday, I'm like, Nance.
So y'all are ripping Josh DiMaggio, who's given you guys 4 or 5 years of his life to produce your show.
I believe just 2 years.
Whatever it is. And you're telling me that Jim Nance is washed?
I didn't say washed.
And Benny's buddy. You just said he's washed.
Said he's on the 18th hole.
Benny, you're saying he's washed.
You can throw me in this all you want. Like, at the end of the day, he's getting older, and I like his energy for the Masters, but I tend to agree. Like, I picked Ian Eagle because I love Ian Eagle's energy. I do. He's the best.
I think Al Michaels has carried his energy stronger into old age because, I mean, Al Michaels got to be close to his 80s at this point.
Absolutely.
Than Nance
has. I mean,
has.
Uke at 89 has more energy than Nance in his games.
I would take Uke on an NFL Sunday over Nance.
He would make it where I'd be like, man, I don't know what this type of vibe is, but I love it.
Talking with Tausch here on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Tausche, ESPN put out their future power rankings. I don't know if you got a chance to see this.
No, we saw it. It may be, and listen, I get it.
Whoa.
We're in the middle of
July.
Look
at this mood. What kind of mood are you in today?
I mean, oh, I've
you
seen
guys
this.
Sitting here bashing Jim Nance.
I'm bashing.
You're bashing Josh DiMaggio.
It's called being honest. Well, yeah, we did bash Josh DiMaggio. Yeah. I'll take that.
No,
so did
you're bashing and being honest. They can be the same thing. I don't have to differentiate. You're being whatever.
Dude, you sound grumpy today. What's wrong?
I'm not grumpy at all. I mean, I feel like there's a disloyalty that's coming out of the Scalzo and Brust family here. So what do you want me to say? I feel like you guys are being disloyal.
To who? To Jim Nance?
What I was going to say, well, the Jim Nance, yes. That's Ben Brust's best buddy. He got you guys down to Augusta. He had Benny going into the butler cabin, and he was too, you know, hungover to go. And you start looking at this whole thing, it bothers me a little
two,
bit.
Two quick corrections.
Hold up 1 second. It makes me think, what if I have a couple of bad appearances, which maybe this one is going to be one, maybe I'm going to get cut from the Scalzo and Brust family. I don't know if I feel the loyalty that I would love from this family that I love from 4 to 6. So, I'm a little bit, maybe I'm just thinking too much.
You know what? We want to keep you on your toes, Tausch.
Just a couple of quick things. One, Jim Nance never invited me to Butler's Cabin, so I can rip him all I want. I didn't get that invite. Ben got that invite. And he didn't skip it because he was hungover. He skipped it because he had something going on with, or hoped to have something going on with a waitress at the Double Eagle Club and was eating omelets and drinking screwdrivers, having a good time, flirting with a...
I had already been to Butler's Cabin. Seen it once. That's all I needed.
The Joshy piece, look, what happens after your family splits up a little bit. Now, he's still part of the family. We still have a lot of mutual interests.
We have
now
his
we've
laugh.
We've got his laugh. He'll still be a part of the show in some ways. But we found ourselves a new partner. You know, we found ourselves a new partner in Ashton. Well, we're very excited about that.
All right, that's all great. All right, so moving forward to your futures, we discussed it this morning, and I thought it was one of the dumbest, ideas for an article that ESPN has done. And the reason I say that is they're projecting 3 years. And I keep coming back to this, and Jesse and Jason both are giving me all kinds of grief. But the NFL, you can't project 3 years out. It is things happen too fast. So if you want to project 1 year out, I'm okay with it. 3 years. Think to 2015. Eddie Lacy is a stud running back in the NFL. 2 years later, he's out the league. A
lot of Chinese food.
I can't get into that part of it. And then, you know, we go through the power rankings. They have the Green Bay Packers third 3 years from now. Mm-hmm. There's a great chance Aaron Rodgers isn't even the quarterback then. And if that's the case, there's nobody.
Yeah, but you got a talented backup in Jordan Love. Like, they've got a succession plan there, Tausche.
Scals, you would not put one nickel on that. And the Green Bay Packers have shown that they don't have any confidence in how all of this last year handled. So
yeah, but I hate your Eddie Lacy argument. Like, that's such a straw man. Like,
what is straw man?
The Eddie Lacy situation was forever ago, and the Packers have built their organization where they have secured a bunch of young players for their core.
Ben, nothing. Nobody. I'm not talking about the Green Bay Packers when it's Eddie Lacy. I'm trying to explain that if this isn't the NBA and guys have 5 year deals and you know they're going to be there. You don't know. Things happen like that. It snaps, and it's done. And Eddie Lacy is a great example. If you think, boy, we got a stud tailback, and a year later, he's not even on the team, and he's not even in the league.
So I put that on coaching. I trust Matt LaFleur.
First off, I don't even think you know what a straw man is. This is my first point. And then secondly,
it's an argument that's obsolete.
Straw man, what?
I love the Josh laugh track.
I missed it. Well, I couldn't hear over all the laughing what was being. But there's nothing straw man about the fact that you can say Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes, they're going to be the quarterbacks for their teams in 3 years. Unless there's a devastating injury, they're going to be there. You can't say that about Aaron Rodgers. I don't even think you could say that about Matthew Stafford, which are the teams in the top four. And that's why I thought the whole article, once I saw that, I gave no credence to it and I moved on with my life.
I'm just saying you're choosing Eddie Lacy, who just gained weight. Like, you have Jaire Alexander signed in. You have Kenny Clark. You have Devondre Campbell. You have all these assets that are signed in for a long-term period of time that Goody's made good decisions on that I think you can sort of base a good foundation of your team on versus other teams.
Okay, you tell me that you're going to win with those three guys?
Not just those three guys, Tausch. Elton Jenkins is a good young drafted player.
He's not signed.
I'm saying a good young drafted player.
Okay.
Bakhtiari, if he comes back healthy, is still locked in. Like,
you think David Bakhtiari is going to be on the team in 3 years?
Rashawn Gary is a guy that they can lock down. I'm just saying these are opportunities in front of them that they've done well drafting, and they've picked the right guys so far to extend.
Tausche,
yeah, all that's great, but you and Scals and your whole family, if Aaron Rodgers isn't the quarterback and Jordan Love is, nobody thinks that's a top three team in the league. Nobody. And if you guys do, kudos to you, but I know you don't.
It wasn't the article, though. The idea is projecting 3 years out, but I get it. You don't give it a lot of credence. I'm okay with that. But I do want to know from you if
That's a straw man argument.
If the Scalzo and Brust, family were to run a food truck, what advice would you give the Scalzo and Brust family? Like, what makes a great food truck in Mark Tauscher's mind?
Efficiency. It's got to be efficient. You got to be able to turn and burn. So I would keep Brusty out of it, and I would probably let you handle most of the business side of it and let whatever producer you bring in that day, whether it's Ashy, Joshy, Jesse, whoever it is, let them run the show. That would be my my idea. And what kind of food are you guys making?
Why do you think I'd be bad with efficiency? I could be the face.
You could be the marketing part of it. Yeah, the out front face.
I can see that. We'll dress you up as a hot dog.
You think you're going to go back there and just plow through and grind?
We've done
and
this.
Sweat it out in the back of that food truck?
I was good in the ice cream truck.
No, we've done this before. I've seen you in an ice cream truck. I've also seen
even
you guest bartending.
I mean,
guest bartending, I crushed it. You can't. Dude,
ben,
I crushed
you
it.
You were awful. We have video. You did nothing.
Yeah,
you didn't pour any beers.
When I guest bartended at Red Rock with Tausche.
Okay, whatever.
I was unreal.
You weren't making any drinks. You were throwing the bottle up in the air trying to show off.
I was showing off.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The food truck is trying to get food in the hands of the
customers. All right, I'm not helping my argument right now. I get it.
What kind of food truck's your favorite kind of food truck?
I think getting a good empanada. I think that might be good. That might be where you guys need to be. A good empanada.
I mean, Tausche, if you were having an empanada, what would be your favorite thing to have inside said empanada?
Oh, Boy, that's a great question.
Market research.
That's a great question. I don't think I could pin it down right now. I'm going to need more time to give you an answer because
I have an idea for you. Let me throw this out there. Would you enjoy a sausage, gravy, and eggs sort of biscuit empanada for breakfast?
I don't think there's many empanadas. If you put mint in it, I probably won't like it. But otherwise, yeah, I'm going to probably enjoy whatever you put in an empanada. Isn't that a fun word to say, too?
I love empanadas.
I've never had an empanada.
You've never had it.
I love the random Josh.
Oh, Joshy.
Anything for us before we let you go 5 minutes late,
yeah,
Joshy?
If we asked this yesterday, and I'm fascinated to hear what your guys' answers are. You can get dropped into any scenario in the entire history of the universe. Where are you going to find out more information about what happened?
What do you just mean like in general, like any situation, yeah. Any time,
anything?
Like
I
was
don't care if it's Adam and Eve. If it's I wanted to find out what happened at the end of with the dinosaurs. I'm fascinated. Drop me in. Let me see what Brontosaurus is doing. That was what I picked, and I'm curious what you guys would pick.
I would actually say like the Big Bang, like the start of the of it all. Like what actually happened?
Great one. Yep, I'd love to hear it too.
The first heartbeat.
What?
Like, what? Who had the first heartbeat?
Do you know how, like, organisms developed?
Not really.
Okay. Because I believe the first organism. Okay, all right. What do you think about that one, Tosh?
Get out of here, Tosh.
All right, see you guys.
The Russian Revolution, I'd be fascinated by that. Like, what actually happened to
Woodstock.
Trotsky? Woodstock, we kind of know, because there was a big movie produced
about it. I know what happened,
but
I'm saying being there.
That'd be a fun one. That'd be a fun one. Yeah. Any other brain busters?
Nope.
Who killed Kennedy?
Do we not know that?
I mean, there's a lot of theories.
Oh, my God. 800-990-3776. You can get into the show. We are learning more about our guy, Ashton Rotman. We also want to hear from you on the anniversary. The first anniversary of the Bucks winning their championship last season for you. What was your favorite moment during that Bucks championship run? 800-990-3776. We'll take your phone calls. We'll get to your text next. It's Galzo and Bruss presented by the world's greatest beer. But first, I'll tell you about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Yesterday, I was on the golf course. I got Gina Della out there. I got my guy Joe Franco out there. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't trade them for all the window and door companies in the world. You combine all them and you offer all that value in a trade for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. It does not even come close. Number one when it comes to quality. Number one when it comes to innovation. And by far the greatest home vendor you will ever work with. Right now, check this out. On a premium deal, premium brand like Pella, not going to find a deal like this very often. You get Pella windows installed on your home, you pay 0% interest for 4 years. Now, if you prefer to skip the financing, you can get $250 off per window. And if you're upgrading to Pella's innovative Easy Slide series, that's $400 off per window. So don't miss out on 0% financing for 4 years. That's Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Visit PellaWI.com/radio. That's PellaWI.com/radio. We'll hear from you, the Scalzo and Bruss family, next. That's Scalzo and Bruss, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
32 degrees.
Well, I was off by 5 degrees. Why is that so funny?
It's one of the most basic facts you can possibly have.
You think I care? Like, I just, if I want something to freeze, I just put it in the freezer. I don't care what temperature it's at.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scalzo and Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light, across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo. The upgraded producer, Ashton Rotman. You know who's not going to be a fan of us today?
Who's that?
The official unofficial mom of the Scalzo and Bruss family.
Oh,
Brenda,
my gosh.
Josh's mom, is probably not going
to
feel great about us.
She asked to be the official unofficial mother.
She's
still.
Always, she is still going to be the official unofficial. We love Brenda.
I know we do. Is she still going to love us?
I love Josh.
I love Josh, too.
Sometimes you just, I mean, that was as fake as it could be.
No, it wasn't. But did you hear what he said about me and I'm still loving him?
But you clearly don't love him. Like, the way that you're saying that is the
do
most
you want to give
obvious
another shot?
Thing.
Do you want to say it again?
I love Josh.
800-990-3776. We will get into your favorite moment during the Bucks championship run today, the one-year anniversary of the Bucks winning a championship. Tomorrow will be the one-year anniversary of me and Ben Bross doing the show following the Bucks winning a championship, since we're on from about midnight until 3 a.m. yelling and screaming party songs.
Ashton Rotman and Brian D arrived to do their morning shows on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy in Wisconsin's Morning News and joined us on the last segment of our show. True story?
That's a true story. That happened.
I barely remember that because it was the wee hours of the morning.
Yes.
So we do want to hear from you. You could text us, call us, 800-990-3776. But I also obviously have to get to some of the Ashton Rotman love, because it is coming in. However, Ron in the Key says it's H-O-T, dog, Gregory. It's H-O-T outside. Pronounce it right. And I believe I do pronounce
it. You don't.
Yeah, you don't.
We've been doing this.
Hot dog.
Even when you try, it's not right.
That's how I say it.
Hot. Hot dog.
Hot. Yeah, I got to be honest. It's bothering me. It's a little bit. Not a lot, but it's bothering me a little bit.
Hut.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying hut.
You're saying hut.
He's saying hut.
He's saying
hut. I'm not saying hut. I'm saying hot.
What's the difference there?
Yeah, so you're saying H-A-H-T.
I'm saying... You know what? You guys are beating up on me right now. 800-990-37.
Hey, I got a teammate.
76. One of the reasons we did bring up the food truck with Mark Tauscher is I think this is breaking news right now.
Hit the sounder.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Hold on.
We've got the worst breaking news,
Ashton,
sounder on the station.
By tomorrow, can you please have a better breaking news sounder?
I wonder
sounder?
If Josh stole my breaking news sounder.
We have breaking news.
Is that it?
This sucks.
That's my breaking news sounder. Well, it's because it was the same thing. It was someone just hastily said, I need a breaking news sounder, and I had 5 seconds to do it.
Well, I'm giving you 24 right. hours.
Let me write this down somewhere.
You're going to have a long list. Here's what I'm warning you, Ashton.
If you do things...
You are training Ben how to treat you right now. So if you are going to write all the things he wants done down and do them immediately... Then
I'm going to expect that for life.
Then your entire existence is going to be Ben Bruss... personal liaison.
I mean, I got to be honest, Ben. I feel like that's a kind of our relationship now, in a good way. I enjoy helping out with Ben, so I feel like that's pretty. Yeah,
he
I got your back.
He's kind of like the male.
Ben needs a helper.
He's the male version of my girlfriend.
That is so untrue, because your girlfriend, no matter what you said, we had you text her one time.
No.
I'm taking an off-air story on the air, because Ben Bruss one time was like, my girlfriend loves to help me. Like, she just loves it. And so we said, okay.
Is that how I sound?
Yes. And we go, and he goes, do you want me to text her and ask her if she loves helping me? And we're like, no, you don't need to do that. And he texts her and asks her that, and she did not respond kindly to that.
I tried three different ways of asking her, and she did not give me the yes, I love helping.
So no, I wouldn't say he's the male version of that. Thank you, Josh DiMaggio. But one of the reasons is Ashton Rotman is launching Rot-tots.
Rot-tots. Rot-tots. Rot-tots.
Rot-tots. A food truck.
He's got a hat already.
A food truck specializing in
hot dogs.
Hot dogs, Polish sausages, burgers, and more. And tater tots. No fries, tater tots.
Empanadas.
Empanadas on special occasions. We're developing recipes right now for said empanadas.
Wow.
Yeah. So can I give a quick backstory of it and why I already have a hat?
I would love the backstory.
So the quick backstory is... my dad years ago wanted to open up a hot dog stand. This is our thing, family food. Everyone loves food, right? That's kind of the passionate thing, was we're going to open it. He got sick, passed away. We said, you know what we're going to do? Turn this into a positive. Fundraising for pancreatic cancer. So we held a fundraiser every year for the last 5 years, I think, and said, you know what? Let's make it for real. So now Rot-tots is going to be a real thing. So we've been doing different fundraisers, and now we're getting an actual truck, and we're getting it up and going.
Just tell us what you need to donate. The Scalzo and Bruss family is here to help with Rot-tots.
I just want Rot-tots.
Tots.
But customers. Tots. Go and enjoy some
just
of the best
out.
Hot dogs.
Hot dogs.
Polish sausages.
Hot dogs.
Tots. And occasionally empanadas and burgers at Rot-tots.
So how can you say that, but you don't say Rot-tots?
That's interesting.
I don't. I can say the word. I say the word hot well.
No, we've
now trained you to say it the correct way, I think.
No,
because the name of Ashton's truck is Rot-tots.
When have you ever heard me mispronounce the word hot?
When you say hot dogs. So you're doing it on purpose.
No, I don't. I don't know. It's a brain thing, I guess. I don't know. I guess I don't hear the difference between me saying hot.
This is like the blue dress, gold dress thing for you.
Hot dog.
He just said it right.
Yeah, he's been saying it right ever since we've called Rots Hots.
That's
out loud.
That's a great point.
Since we've said Rots Hots, you've been calling them hot dogs.
We will all get there together. I love you, Ashton Rodman. He's the best. What a guy.
Did you hear that story and not fall in love with him immediately?
I know. He's the friendliest guy. And the thing is, I am willing to work Rots Hots.
Yeah, baby.
When I'm available.
You don't need
to pay me anything.
There is a Greg Scalzo heck yeah in there too.
There is limited availability, but when I'm available, I will happily volunteer and help you. I'm a front of house guy though. I am not a back of house guy. You can handle the cooking. You're the cooking pro.
All right.
I am very good on a cash register, very good with quick math, and very good when it comes to customer service.
Where do I fit in? Because we served ice cream together, and I thought I did a good job. What did I not do a good job of?
Well, if you remember, we had a good system going where you were providing a lot of entertainment. We were asking trivia questions.
You're right. I'm the marketing goof.
Yeah. So I think again. Do you have a
mascot suit?
Hot
dogs.
Hot sounds like it's,
how?
It's the normal way to say
it's
it.
It's the word.
Yeah, but you guys also probably say like league and egg instead of leg.
I say league.
Egg.
League.
League and egg.
Egg.
Egg. Leg.
Yeah. Bagel.
Four.
Milk.
Milk. Yeah.
We're normal.
We're not the people up here.
Okay. Benny in a hot dog costume.
Do you agree to that?
Yeah.
Okay.
If it helps for pancreatic cancer.
Where can we get Rots Hots?
Yeah, give us a preview.
Like, when are we going? When are we starting this?
It's going to be both in Illinois and in Wisconsin because my family and my mom is based in Illinois, so we're going to do there, but also going to be here. It's going to be in Brookfield August 17th. It's called a Food Town Truck Food Festival. It's August 17th. It's a Wednesday. They do it the third Wednesday every month. They're actually doing one today in Brookfield. At the corners of Brookfield, so if you want to go head out there, you can go check it out. I will not be there today, however.
What time?
4 to 8:30. So
Scalzo and Brust remote.
We could absolutely
in the Rot Hot mobile.
Well, I wouldn't suggest that. It gets a little hot in there.
Okay.
But right outside, right next to it, we've got a generator. We can plug stuff in.
Can you just pull up a food truck anywhere and start serving, or do you need permits?
You need a lot of permits and to pass a lot of safety codes. I had to get a certification to serve the food. It's not that hard to get. To be honest, it's not that hard to get these certifications. If they're giving them to me, they're giving them to everybody.
Come on, Amari. So you can't just like pull up to a parking lot where you know there's going to be a lot of people.
You can for private events. Now, I don't want to give away too much information, but you can for private events. Wink, wink. I tried to wink and blinked instead. However, you can for private events.
Okay. And how much does Rots
Hot?
Yeah. Can we get Rots Hot? Like, can we get Rots Hot some business? Scalzo and Russ family. You guys are great with birthday parties, block parties, you know, weddings, whatever it is.
Bar mitzvah, sure, all of it.
Yeah. Or just a summer. What about a summer like outdoor summer like summer
Scalzo and Russ reunion?
There it is. Scalzo we have
block
food.
Party. There you go. Yeah.
The Scalzo and Brust block party. We've been wanting to do a family reunion. I feel like a block party is perfect for a family reunion.
Where do you have a block party, though? Like, where
just need a all you need is a park.
Go to the park?
You need a park and a parking lot. Literally all I need is a parking lot.
What if we went to a random park and set up caution tape and made it seem like it was a private party at a public park?
I would still have to know. All I would have to do is notify said village or township that, hey, we're going to do this here. Here's the insurance for everything. That's all I would need.
Scalzo and Brust family, maybe they tell us where they want to go. And we can find.
I would love suggestions.
We're the most voted on place to do the Scalzo and Brust family reunion so we can have a Rots Hot truck there.
I love it. 800-990-3776. I'm all about it. We'll be at Fish in Alpine Valley August 13th, 14th weekend. You roll up to that parking lot, you're going to sell out pretty quick.
I have some ideas for some places to go, if you guys know what I mean, also in a separate state. I've got some ideas for places to pull up the truck.
Oh.
Heck yeah.
We have a Weed Is Tight line.
I know,
well.
But I was going to save that one for a special occasion. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to help him.
No, I appreciate it. What Josh doesn't, I don't know, he can't hear me, but unless he's listening, he doesn't color code stuff very well. I color code stuff so I can see it.
That's why he's
read.
So slow.
He can't read
so
and color code.
Yeah, but I don't want to do this to him because then it's going to mess up his flow. And I, out of respect, I'll create my own, I think. That way I can do it. Just, you know, like a send-off for him.
We will continue to learn about Ashton Rotman. Any question you have about Ashy, call us, text us. We will continue to learn more about our guy, Ashton Rotman. Also, greatest moment in Wisconsin sports in the last 10 years happened a year ago today. The Bucks won the NBA championship, ending a 50-year drought for Milwaukee championships and bringing a professional sports championship to the great state of Wisconsin. What was your favorite moment throughout that championship run? 800-990-3776. Woo!
Woo, baby, it's Screaming Sicilian Pizza. That's what you were wooing for, because you'll be screaming when you have one of their great original Screaming Sicilians. The Bessie's Revenge. You have the Holy Pepperoni, Mother of Meat, Mambo Italiano, the Supremus Maximus. And as I've talked about, as we're getting close to the weekend, you can have a Screaming Sicilian date night. Like, I'm telling you, the Screaming Sicilian Pizza, you find your screaming pleasure at your local grocer's freezer, and you may find some screaming pleasure when you have a Screaming Sicilian night in having some wonderful pizza with that stone-fired crust with the butter. It's so amazing. Whole milk mozzarella, secret tomato recipe sauce, and the tons of toppings. A Screaming has just a different pizza for every taste bud. That's why I love it. I can rotate each Screaming Sicilian. They also have a thin and crispy as well. Gosh, I love it. I'll woo all day and all night. Find your screaming pleasure at your local grocer's freezer.
800-990-3776. We hear from you, the Scalzo and Brust family, on the Old National Bank Talk and Text Line next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
It just is a sad feeling around the Scalzo and Brust Super Bowl 56 train, because we want to ban people who don't believe. You didn't believe. I still don't think you believe.
No, I do believe.
I think you like to say that you believe, but I know now that you don't, because all you would have had to do is read a book.
So what if I told you I could do you better than reading a book?
Scalzo and Brust.
I'd tell you to go bleep yourself.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Benny Biceps here for the Princeton Club of New Berlin. Got my morning workout tomorrow, and I can't wait to get back with my guy, Maddie. And you know what? I feel so confident walking around knowing that I got the endorphins flowing, a great workout, and the confidence skyrockets because I found my better tomorrow. And that's what you can do. Go to Princeton Club of New Berlin. Figure out what you like. They got spin classes, basketball courts, tennis courts, the outdoor pool with a bar, free childcare when you sign up, everything you need all in one place. Join the Prince Club of New Berlin and find your better tomorrow.
1 year ago, the Milwaukee Bucks won the NBA championship, hoisted the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Your favorite moment from that run? 800-990-3776. It's Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. We're presented by Bud Light, and we welcome in Tyler from East Troy. Tyler, what do you got?
And then...
What's up, Tyler?
For the call. He dropped.
He dropped. Well, you know.
800-990-3776, Tyler.
We will keep the phone lines open. We got some good texts here as well. We've got We At in Germantown, our guy, the YouTube sensation, says being in the Deer District for Game 6 last year as a whole was an out-of-this-world experience. I strongly believe if Middleton doesn't go down, we're celebrating back-to-back ships. There's no way that undersized Golden State team could stop the size and length of the Bucks. Giannis would average 40 points and shoot about 70%. I really don't know who on that team could have stopped him anywhere within 12 feet of the basket.
We at, smart guy.
Yes, brilliant guy, very much so. And I'm glad he's texting in now. He also claims himself to be a bit of a cook and sent Ashton a video of his smoked brisket.
Oh, wow. Is so, that a potential? I mean, that kind of fits with the theme.
I don't know if Ashton smokes meats. Do you smoke? You a smoker?
Meats, no.
Yeah. Hey-o.
Well played.
Yes. We will continue to learn about Ashy. We'll continue to brainstorm for his food truck, Rots Hot, and we will continue to take your calls, 800-990-3776. Next, that's Scalzo and Brust. We're back in 2 minutes.